local information first. This is your Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we are at 12:10 on a Tuesday afternoon, Cows 100.9. I'm Corey Hargith here in studio with you for another edition of your Community Connection, brought to you by Keene Bank. And yes, we flip things around. We explained this a little bit last week. Our friends with the Owatonna Area Chamber of Commerce were nice enough to flip with Waseca for last week so they could talk all about the Waseca County Fair.
Yep.
Because last year it worked just perfect where the fair was during Robin's normal week, but the calendar got all screwed up and such this year. So
we're happy to do whatever.
Yeah, there you go. So yes, we got the Owatonna Area Chamber of Commerce here with us on the second week of the month this time. Brad Meyer, Brad Fisher. Hello, gentlemen.
Hi, Corey.
Corey, good to see you.
Our trusted weatherman. We're doing well, and thanks for having us on.
And you didn't melt on the way in, so you're good.
No, that's right. That's right. You were helping us out downtown Thursday. Was that last week or week before, I guess?
Yeah, whatever it was. Yeah.
We're trying to navigate the weather.
Thankfully, it went okay, it looks like.
It went great.
It did.
Yes.
But I wasn't hopeful by what the forecast models were showing me that day.
That's
so
right. It all worked out.
I mean, we got to have at least one of those every year, so we got that out of the way.
We're done.
And
we're
we
done
can talk that. More about that a little bit later,
yep.
but
yep.
We know how quickly time goes by us, so why don't you introduce your guest that's here with us.
We have a special guest, Jennifer Frazier with First Main Street Insurance, United Prairie, First Main Street Insurance. Jennifer, welcome. Thanks for being on with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And welcome to the chamber as well.
Yeah.
A new member, and we're glad to have you on the show today, and we want to talk a little bit about you and your business and what you guys do there at First Main Street Insurance. But let's start, because I always think it's interesting to get to know the person a little bit, but maybe share a little bit about yourself and kind of your journey to where you are now.
Yeah, yep. So my husband, Kenny, and I live in Owatonna with our three daughters. We actually have four. One of them is in college. One of them just graduated. And then we have one going into ninth grade and a second grader. So we're busy, all girls. Yeah, I've been in Owatonna since sixth grade. So I've been here for quite a long time. Graduated in 2002, that ages me a little bit. I started my insurance industry at Federated Insurance back in 2015. I was just a young girl right out of high school. Federated Insurance got me licensed. I worked in a call service center for 10 years and was just kind of looking for something different. So I decided to become an independent insurance agent with United Prairie Insurance, and the rest is history. So I've been in the industry now for over 20 years.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Four daughters.
Mm-hmm.
So we know you can multitask and do a lot of things under pressure.
Yep, absolutely.
Those are skill sets not everyone has unless they've got kids, right? That's awesome.
Yeah, try working in a radio building. It doesn't always happen very well.
There you go. That's terrific. So you're an independent agent. Talk about what you do and a little bit about the affiliation and maybe some of the changes that happened there with respect to United Prairie Bank.
Yeah, yep. So we are, you know, we're a full service insurance agency. We do home, auto, business, group health benefits, life, all the things. A new thing that we added this year was private paid family medical leave. So that's a new thing in Minnesota. So you do have an option to do a private plan. So that's something that I had to quickly learn, and that's something that we offer. Some of the history. So United Prairie Insurance has actually been in the United Prairie Bank building since 2007. It was purchased from, now I'm going to blank on his name. Well, anyways, so we've been in there since 2007. In 2023, the insurance division branched off. So now we're owned by First Main Street Insurance. They're out of Iowa, but their big goal is to help and support all of the smaller hometown insurance agencies. So we've been very happy to join First Main Street Insurance Agency.
That's terrific. But your location is still at the bank,
yes,
correct?
Yep. We are still housed in the United Prairie Bank building on the second floor.
Okay.
Yep. And we love that because we have relationships with people at the bank, and it's just nice to be able to be together.
That's great. Yep. And that second floor is beautiful up there.
It is
great.
Beautiful.
Office space, actually.
It is,
yeah,
beautiful.
That's,
yep,
not many people probably get up there. But.
Yeah. I'll just note, too, that I'm the only one here at the United Prairie Bank building. We do have a service center in Mankato that's staffed by five amazing agents that can help with all the service needs, and that's 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So if I'm on vacation, like I just was, they're available to support agents as well.
Great point. You mentioned paid medical family leave insurance, and mm-hmm, you guys had to kind of quickly get into gear with that. I have heard from a number of businesses and governments who have done the private path that you're suggesting.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that as a something that's kind of catching some traction? Are you seeing more of that?
Yes. I would say the individuals that are doing the private plans, what they're finding is they're going to have a lower cost in most cases. Another big thing is anything that's government run, anytime you file a claim, it can take a long time to get your benefits. Whereas with a private carrier, they don't have the volume that they do in the entire state of Minnesota. So they're able to handle claims within three to 5 days, usually, as long as, wow, you know, all the documentation is there. But
so better price, quicker.
Yep.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
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 Good option, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. And I'm glad you guys pivoted and jumped right into that. What are some other ideal kind of customers for you? What are you guys looking for?
Yeah. Just home and auto. We love to write home and auto. Business insurance is something that we enjoy doing. Mm-hmm. Got lots of different markets. As we all know, the insurance market was in a hard market. A lot of people were seeing increases on their home rates specifically. Underwriting was hard, meaning, you know, they're not accepting certain individuals with roofs and, you know, that are over 15 years old or... that's kind of the main thing, or requiring higher deductibles. We're seeing the market soft, which is absolutely amazing. So, you know, some of our carriers are offering replacement cost coverage on the roofs that weren't previously, and deductible requirements are coming down. So,
nice.
Yeah.
So your message to your customers a little easier now than it was.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Jennifer, I can't believe how quick this goes, but can you share again where you're located, how people can find you, that type of thing?
Yep. So we are located in the United Prairie Bank building at 110 West Rose Street. If you would like to look us up on our website, it's unitedprairieinsurance.com. Or if you need to reach us, we're at 507-451-3450.
Awesome. Jennifer, thank you so much for getting involved with the Chamber and for being on the program today. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for all you guys do in the Chamber.
Thanks. All right, Corey, back
all
to
right.
you.
We're going to send it to our break here, but we'll be back to kind of wrap this up, talking a little Chamber news and such that coming up here when your Community Connection continues, brought to you by Keene Bank here on Cowles 100.9.
The local conversation continues with Community Connection on Cowles 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And let's keep going here with our conversation here with the Owatonna Area Chamber of Commerce here on this Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah.
Brad Meyer, Brad Fisher are here. And what we know is going to be a very quick amount of time, because it always is. We already talked about Downtown Thursday happening, what was it, a week or so ago? I don't even remember.
Yeah.
I don't know where
yes.
we are anymore
yes.
as far as the calendar goes. But
next
we'll have two more of those coming up, August and September. But what else you got planned over there?
Yeah, absolutely. And just a quick thanks again to Jennifer for joining us today. First Main Street Insurance was great. Just was going to mention, Fish and I were both at Sputtering Components, is a industrial company out in our industrial park. And they just completed a 12,000 square foot expansion, and they did their ribbon cutting today. They had, so they're owned by Bühler Group out of Germany. So they had some folks from Switzerland, North Carolina, China. They're a global corporation anyway, which is great for us. And just a big congrats to them. That company started 25 years ago. Dan Crowley out of his house, just an idea. And it's grown into a global entity, which is always pretty cool to learn about and fun to have them here. So they're doing great. Anything you want to add on that?
And I know we talked about entrepreneurs and how cool it is. I mean, because so this Dan Crowley had this idea. He made a prototype, took it to a company to test. I think it Corey said in Michigan, and it failed miserably, wrecked some of their equipment. They called them up, come and get this piece of junk out of here. So, I mean, total failure on the first try of this product. And now they've got, they just added on 10,000 square feet to their building.
Right.
So
that's
what I love about entrepreneurs. There's something in people that invent things, come up with an idea, and make it go. And there's a company right here in Owatonna that's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm. And they love it here because we have a great workforce, which is a testament to our people here in the area. Our chamber ambassadors were there today. They got a bunch of other visits this week. They'll be at New Member Pregnancy Options, Life Care, Block Plumbing and Heating as a new location, and Farmers Insurance. Will Tuttle Agency also has a new location. He's right in downtown Owatonna for that. And then to our members out there, we have a booth at the fair. We do allow our members to take time in the booth if they don't have their own and they want to pass out some cards, do some things. So watch for that in our Tuesday talk. And then
Chamber Golf.
What's that?
Chamber Golf.
Yeah, I was
going
to mention that's coming up here very soon.
That's on August the 4th. And then Downtown Thursday is August the 6th. It's all happening.
It goes by
it's
so fast, doesn't it? The whole summer.
Busy month. Yes.
All right.
So,
and it's my birthday on Monday, just so everybody knows.
Oh, is it? Okay. Well, that's good information.
And you're supposed to go. You're supposed to go 40.
How about this? We just wrap up your community
Let's
connection brought to you by Keene Bank. I'm going to be back with you coming up a little after 1 o'clock. We do have your Steele County American Dairy Association giveaway with Steve's Meat Market coming up this afternoon. But right now, we got to get ready to head over to the Linder Farm Network for your midday farm review, which comes up here at 12:30. But again, I'll join you back here just after 1 o'clock here on Collins 100.9. This has been your community connection brought to you by Keene Bank.